I'm Jason Brown with New Hope Bishop, the pastor without a pulpit, and today we're reading from Matthew 5:8. It says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." What an awesome opportunity they get. They will see God. What is pure in heart? Well, it is having a heart that is free from evil. It is one that is truthful, free from deceit, without double-mindedness, without divided allegiance, fully and totally devoted to God, blameless, transparent, marked by an uncompromising desire to please God. And then you go, hey, how is that even possible? Because the Bible says that there will be nothing perfect until that which perfect returns. Well, I have an answer for you guys. It is a heart that desires those things. Look at King David in the Bible. The Bible said that he had a heart after God, but yet he sinned as well. We are all human. We all make mistakes, for crying out loud. He made a huge one. King David lusted over Bathsheba while she was showering on the top of the roof. Now, Bathsheba probably had something to do with this. I have a feeling that she was trying to be noticed by King David, but he not only lusted after her, he had her husband killed. And he had a heart after God. But what was different? Well, he knew he messed up. He really did truly love God, but he allowed lust and desires to get in the way. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's 1 John 19. So guys, we are going to not be perfect. We are going to have times where we do mess up. It happens. But you can still have a heart that seeks to be pure of heart, one that is free from deceit and all of those things that I had previously mentioned, the one that has a heart after God like King David did. So let's go back to verse 1 John 19. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But let's not forget one other very, very important part after the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6:14 says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." But here's the thing in verse 15, "But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." All right, so let's sum this up. We want to be pure of heart. I already mentioned all the things that you are not supposed to have in your life to be that, you know, deceit, you need to be trustworthy. But we know that in our lives, we are going to make mistakes. The Bible just says we need to confess our sins and Jesus Christ will forgive us. But we also know that we need to live a life where the Bible tells us that just as the Heavenly Father forgives us, if we want to be forgiven, we have to forgive those who sin against us. So that's it, guys. That's what the Bible says. And I just pray right now for all of us that we seek that heart, that pure heart, that one that David had, a heart after God, to do what is right and pleasing in his eyes, understanding that we are going to have moments in our lives where we mess up and we fail, and moments in our lives where people do horrible things against us. And it is our job to just forgive them. Romans 12:17-19 says, "Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all." Well, I've dumped a lot on you this morning for faith for today. I hope you walk in peace and enjoy the inspirational music we're about to play.